calling all detectives. Most of the time, my services as a detective are paid for. But I had one case that started when I was thrown out by the police. That is the situation on this page from my casebook. The casebook of Jerry Browning, private detective. When you're a private detective like me, Jerry Browning, you learn that the face of guilt wears many disguises. When I first heard the wailing sirens, I thought, accident, fire. There's a man selfishly will in the middle of the night. I was glad it was none of my concern. But the sounds kept increasing and seemed to be headed straight for me. I pulled myself fully awake just as... Okay, just a second. Sorry, mister, but you'll have to get up and get dressed. I'll wait. When a cop barges into your apartment at 2 a.m. and orders you to dress, even though you're a private detective, you start dressing. I had most of my clothes on before it occurred to me that the situation wasn't exactly according to Hoyle. Then, hey, what's this all about? Just a second. You can't come in here and order me around.
No? Listen, mister. We got a killer cornered someplace in this building. And if you want to be around when the shooting starts, just suit yourself. Just suit yourself.
When a cop ordered me to get dressed at 2 a.m, I learned that the police had a killer cornered in my apartment building. I grabbed up my jacket, then reached into the night table drawer, as I do every morning, for my gun.
Hey, what do you think you're doing? Give me that gun. Give me it before I let you have it. No.
I let him have the gun. It was no time to be arguing with a nervous cop.
Who are you anyway?
Jerry Browning. I'm a private detective.
Never heard of you. Go on out into the hall. Walk in front of me now.
Well, can't expect to be known to every cop on the force. In my day, I've been on the delivering end of many a raid just like this one. But this was my first experience at being on the receiving end of one. Out in the hall, other cops were urging tenants toward the stairs. My cop prodded me with his gun muzzle.
Sergeant! Hey, Sarge! I got a guy here trying to pull a gun on me!
A big, beefy police sergeant dashed up and grabbed my neck and a half Nelson.
Make one move, Prescott, and I'll break your back. Put the cuffs on him, O'Rourke.
Put it on, will you? I'm Jerry Browning.
The sergeant moved around in front to get a good look at my face.
Hey, you ain't Eddie Prescott. What's the big idea?
You took the words right out of my mouth. I tell you, I'm Jerry Browning, a private detective. I got a right to carry a gun. Where's Lieutenant Dawson? He'll identify me.
He's home in Atlanta on leave. You sure you know Dawson?
Know him. I solved half his cases for him. I live here. And if you had half as much brains as muscle, you'd realize I can help you. The sergeant shrugged.
Okay, don't get excited. Take the cuffs off him, O'Rourke. I might have known we wouldn't take Prescott this easy.
I turned to my cop. Give me back my gun. The cop hesitated. Gave me back my gun with the reluctance of one who promptly expects to get shot with it. I put the gun into my pocket. Now, Sergeant, what's this Prescott guy look like?
Look, mister, you may be all the world to Dawson, but you're just a pain in the neck to me. Go on outside with the rest of the tenants. Scram! Come on, Ann. Pangini, this floor all clear? Hurry them people up.
Out in the street, I had the feeling the star of a play must get when suddenly one night they won't let him enter the theater. Cops shoved me along until I was well beyond the police line. Distinctly a spectator. I looked over my shoulder. The big 12-story apartment house into which I'd moved only a few months earlier. The last of the tenants were hurrying out. Oh, well. There was nothing for me to do, so I strolled around the corner. There were more cops at the delivery entrance, so I kept on walking until I came to the end of the building, which was separated from the next building by a 2-foot clear space. In my business, the first thing I do when I get a new office or apartment is learn all its possible entrances and exits. So I knew that this narrow alley led to my building's furnace room. Furthermore, there was nobody on guard here. For a moment, I thought of calling one of the cops at the delivery entrance. The likelihood of another roughing up made me change my mind fast. I slipped into the alley. Reached the coal chute entrance of the furnace room. Raised a tiny window. Lowered myself into the furnace room. And only then realized I was right back inside a building from which I'd been thoroughly and forcefully ejected only a few minutes earlier. I looked up at the furnace room's coal chute window. Much too high for me to reach from the inside without something to stand on. I was trapped in a building with a killer. And outside, there was a small army of cops waiting to pull 100 triggers at anything that moved or made a sound. Long about then, it occurred to me that maybe I was just a shade too smart for my own good. I heard footsteps coming down the furnace room stairs, reached the landing, and drew closer. I looked around wildly. No possible place to hide. I started to reach for my gun, just as the dim light picked up the glint of blue trousers. Policeman's uniform. I took a chance. There's a tenant down here. Don't shoot! The cop came up to me fast. He was tall and young and looked almost as frightened as I did. What are you doing down here? Don't you know you might get killed? Yeah, I'm a new tenant. I got confused. How did you get down here? You didn't come down the stairs. I might as well admit it. I came in through the alley between the buildings, got in through the coal chute window. None of your men were on guard there, and I thought... The cop grabbed my arm.
An entrance unguarded. That's impossible. Come over here by the window. Give me a hand. I want to see.
I gave him a hand with a gun butt in it. Then I took one more chance.
Police! Hey, police! I got him! I got Prescott! Down here, in the furnace room!
Yeah, it was Prescott, all right. In the uniform of a cop he'd grabbed in a hallway and slugged, dragged behind the stairs, and stripped of his uniform in a desperate attempt to break through the cordon. How did I know he was the killer? It was easy. For somebody who'd been on the receiving end of a raid. No real cop would ever have dreamed of accepting my story under the circumstances in which Prescott found me. I'd learned that earlier. The hard way. Like I said, when you're in a bad spot and innocent, the only other person who can really be sure you're innocent is the guilty man.